Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's time for Elihu to quote Job. Quote, "For Job has said, I am righteous, but God has taken away my justice. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression." Job 34, verses 5 and 6. The young man is going to leave the issue of self-righteousness to his next sortie, because first he wants to concentrate on Job's claim that God has not been just in his dealings with him. He begins with a real zinger. Quote, "What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity, and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight in God." Verses 7 to 9. Do you see what he's saying? Of course Job doesn't hang out with thugs and infidels, but he's sounding just like them. Drinking, quote, "scorn like water," mirrors James' warning that it's impossible for bitter and sweet water to flow from the same spring without the bitter contaminating the sweet. James 3, verses 9 to 11. "Very good of you to worship God when your wife told you to curse him, Job. But saying God has taken away your justice tastes sour to me." No, Job, quote, "surely God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice." Job 34, verse 12. Elihu repeats for emphasis. Accusing God of injustice isn't just cutting off the branch on which you perch. You're also removing the whole tree, the soil in which it grows, the air and water it needs, the planet where it exists, and you get the idea. Quote, "Who appointed him over the whole world? If he should set his heart on it, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together." Verses 13 to 15. God wasn't hired to be our manager. God is God. You'd better be able to trust the one who just gave you that last breath, Job. Everything depends on him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.